When I first started making videos, I was very surprised to learn that most men were much more concerned about being respected than being loved. That caught me a little bit off guard at first, but the more I thought about it, the more it made sense. Because really, technically, you can't have a loving relationship unless you have respect. Respect is the foundation of all relationships. The relationship that most guys don't recognize when it comes to respect is the one they have with themselves. Because if a man is truly self-respecting, he will not put up with lack of respect in his own relationships. So today I want to go through about 10 different ways that men, without realizing it, are giving the message specifically to women that perhaps they don't respect themselves. And I would guess that a lot of guys don't even realize that that's what they're expressing in these situations. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. The first one, and probably the most obvious, this is number 10 on my list, is putting her on a pedestal. And the minute you put her on a pedestal, she's got a much better view of you from above. She recognizes right away where you are in the pecking order. If she's looking down at you, she can see very clearly what you think of yourself. This is not a practice that I recommend for any healthy relationship. The minute a man puts a woman on a pedestal, he has effectively destroyed that relationship. Number 9 might be a little controversial for some of you guys, but hear me out. Is if you jump right into that L word, you start dropping love bombs on her. Yeah, that's not a good thing, especially early in the relationship. Especially if she hasn't already declared her love for you. A lot of things happen. Whoever expresses that strong emotion first is really the most vulnerable. And the last thing you need to do early in a relationship in particular is making yourself vulnerable to a woman, because it's a manipulation that you're playing at a subconscious level, whether you realize it or not. You think that by telling her that you love her, that you're either going to get something like sex in return, or that you are going to push her to make her declaration to you. Neither of these things is an effective way of communicating. You need to be straight with people. And you certainly don't need to be declaring your love early in a relationship. This is a sign of weakness and a sign of a lack of self-respect. So keep that L word in your pocket. Let her make that grand declaration. Don't be the one to be popping the I love you just because you just nutted all over the place and now you're feeling like a man. No, you don't love her. You just love what happened. You just love the feeling of being with her. It's an illusion. Don't fall for it. Number 8. Any man who does not declare and express his boundaries to a woman has no self-respect, and he will not be respected by a woman. Boundaries are core to your identity. And if you do not have any, then you need to give some thought to what that identity is. If you do not have boundaries, you have nothing. You are just a blob of consciousness and flesh. You are just unrecognizable and undistinguishable from all other beings on the planet. Boundaries define you. They define who you are as a man, what your values are, and they tell everyone, especially a woman, what you're about and what you're not willing to put up with in your life. So if you do not, at an early stage in the game, or at least when these issues come up, express clear boundaries and live by them, regardless of the outcome, these boundaries have to be more important to you than the relationship. That is the key. Because those boundaries define you. And if you sacrifice your boundaries to make some woman happy in a relationship, then you're basically saying that she's more important to you than you are to you. And that is a clear sign of self-respect, a lack of self-respect. Number 7, you start offering to grant her wishes. You're holding out these door prizes, these prizes for her. If she falls in love with you, to make all your dreams come true. Yeah, you are not her fairy godfather. Do not pretend to be. Do not hold out what you can give her to make her dreams and wishes come true for her life as an incentive for her to fall in love with you or to give you something in return. This again is the sign of an insecure man. A man who is confident in who he is and what he has to offer does not play fairy godfather with women. He does not make their dreams come true. He's not there to make their life complete. He realizes that they have to be grown-ups, that they need to have a level of self-respect themselves. They need to have their own agenda for life, and they need to fit into his agenda, most importantly. And if he is using the, what's the right word? Can't think of it right now, but if he's trying to induce her or entice her with gifts and promises of great things, then he is manipulating her, and he is playing a game with himself, because he's trying to tell himself that he sees her as someone that is a true partner for him in life, when in reality, he's making her into a parasite. He's creating the opportunity for her to be a parasite. And that's a sign of lack of respect, lack of respect for yourself. Yeah, you do not want to create that relationship with a woman ever, ever. The next one, along the same lines, but more direct as an incentive for women to fall in love with you, is buying them gifts all the time. Be aware, there is a time for gift giving. Birthdays, holidays, anniversaries. These are all good times for gift giving. If you are just spontaneously feeling motivated to pop out and buy her something at some time just randomly, you're basically just trying to seduce her with gifts. Again, it's a strong sign that you don't have a lot of self-confidence and you don't have a lot of self-respect. And you think that by buying her these gifts and using them as an expression of your deep love for her, you're gonna go buy her some perfume just spontaneously that costs, $200 a bottle. Yeah, that's bullshit. You're fucking with yourself. You're manipulating her, you're manipulating yourself, you're manipulating this relationship. You're creating something. You're putting forward some form of a value to her as an incentive for her to want to be with you. You are creating the strata in this relationship, because now you have laid down the groundwork that your job is to give her things and her job is then to return the incentive or the kindness with some gracious gift of love or compassion or sex or whatever. Yeah, you don't want to build a relationship on that. Gift giving happens at certain times and it doesn't happen at other times. If you want to give someone a gift, you write her a note. You know what I mean? You write her a poem if you want. Go read Rumi. But do not go out and spend a ton of money on her. Do not make the relationship about things. Because that's where the relationships get confusing. When things get involved, people start to expect things for love. And then you're sort of into this transactional relationship that is really just not much higher than prostitution, quite frankly. Number 5, you are always available for her. Yeah, this is a huge, huge mistake. Women think, and they will express to you, that if you don't respond to them with a text message right away, that you're just playing a game with them. And if you don't make yourself available on the weekends or whenever they want to go do something, then you're not truly in love with them. And this is a bullshit game. If this is the woman that you're with right now, then you're with the wrong woman. If you're always available all the time for a woman, then you probably don't have a lot going on in your life, which means that your time is not that valuable, which means that you're probably not a very valuable person. And if you're not a very valuable person, why should she value you? Do you see what I mean? Like if your time is not a commodity that is in high demand, either by yourself or by you and your friends, that you have priorities that you want to express, then you obviously are not a very valuable guy. And if you're not a very valuable guy, then why should she respect you? She knows that she can mess with you at this point. Again, go back to the boundaries. Same thing. You've got to put a boundary around your quiet time, your private time. She plays a role in your life. She cannot be your life. Huge point of understanding there. If you don't distinguish between who you are and the value that you bring to your own life, and who she is and the value that she brings to your life, then you are always going to be a slave to her. Number four, putting your hoe before your bro. You do not want to make this mistake. I have done this. This is never good. In the short term, you're thinking, oh, but she's so wonderful. She smells so much better than my friends. My friends can't do the things that she does, you know? Oh man, this is a huge, huge mistake. Because here's the thing. Your friends will always be there. She won't. Let me just say that again. Your friends will always be there. And your girls, your hoes, they won't. They just won't. Even if you marry them, even if you stay with them your whole life, there will be times during the course of your relationship when she will leave you. Now, that doesn't mean she's going to divorce you. It just means that she's going to become absent from the relationship. And you're going to be scratching your head wondering what the hell's going on. And it's just that she's going into her female dark place. And when she's in that female dark place, you need some friends to hang out with. Because if you're in her presence when she's in that dark place, guess what? It's going to become very unpleasant for you. So just realize that men and women are different. We come together for really procreation. That was really the only reason we would come together. But for whatever reason now, we bind each other together through these legal contracts. But anyway, never give up your friendships for your girlfriend. Ever, 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 ever. And always prioritize your friends. Always prioritize them. Make sure that you express to them how important they are in your life. A woman cannot satisfy all the needs that you have. Even depending on a single relationship, to meet all the needs that you have as a person, as a human being, is unrealistic. And so the whole concept of marriage in our current society is an unrealistic, unattainable relationship, because we are trying to tell ourselves, tell men in particular, that you can depend on this relationship as the critical, significant, singular relationship that you need in your life. And that is a complete distortion of reality. You need to have those friends. And if you lose your friends, the likelihood of your relationship lasting a long time is almost zero. Number three, and this is just a natural follow-on to the last two, you cannot make a woman your purpose or your life. Make that very clear. She cannot be the purpose of your life. She is a part of your life. If you make her the purpose of your life, making her happy, satisfying her needs, you may think this is some kind of a romantic script or something that you read or saw or watched in a movie where the man just completely gives himself up to the woman, and all of his energies and thoughts are just all about her, and his only purpose in life is to make sure her needs are met. Oh, how noble, how sweet, how romantic, how screwed up is that? That is that's the kind of story that gets written by, postmenopausal, overweight women who were never very attractive, and they have these fantasies from reading all these romantic novels their entire lives. And then they write this novel about how this man has just submitted himself to this woman and how they live happily ever after in this dream world. And that is not in any way, shape, or form representative of reality at all. That is not the way life actually works. It's sweet in a story, but it's just not true. And it never can be true. And if you ever think it's going to be true, come back and watch this video again. I promise you, it will never work. I'm not just saying that to be an asshole. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You have to have your own purpose in life, completely separate from her. You have to have your own mission. You have to be on your mission. You as a man have to have a purpose, and it cannot be a woman. Okay? You need to think about how you are affecting the world and what you want from it, what you're willing to give to it, and what you want in return. And you need to pursue that. A woman is not that, okay? She is not that. Now, you can put her on board. You can bring her along for the ride. You can actually include her in your life, and she can be a part of it, but she cannot be the purpose of it. The minute she becomes number one in your life is the minute you become number two, and everything else in your life becomes number two. And the minute that happens is the minute she loses respect for you. And that is the foundation block, like we talked about earlier, of all relationships. And the minute that respect is gone, guess what? So is the relationship. So now you're the idiot standing there holding the bag, wondering what the hell happened, because you followed the romantic script and you made her number one in your life, and then she dumped you. This is an old story. It happens all the time. Number two, never allow a woman to make decisions for you about your life. Unless you're just, you know, medically incapacitated and someone has to make decisions about whether they're going to pull the plug. And then God bless you, that's going to be a problem. But retain your autonomy. Retain your authenticity. You cannot turn that over to a woman. So how this shows up in relationships is it starts off real simple. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do in a date? Yeah, don't do that. No, you already should know where you want to go and what you want to do, you know? And you better have a plan for the date. And if she says, oh, I don't like your plan, say, all right, well, I'm going to go do that. If you don't want to go, that's fine. But you better have a plan for your date. And you can take her input on it, but don't allow her to make the decision for you. The minute she's making the decisions on the date means that she's going to be making decisions in your entire life. Do you see what I mean? Like, don't give her control over your finances. Ever give her control over your finances. The minute you do that, you have lost control of everything. You might be thinking, well, it's just more convenient. Oh, she was an accounting major in school. Bullshit. Do not be a lazy motherfucker. You need to keep control of your finances at all costs. Do not allow her to do that. Number one, you marry her. This is submitting, not just to her in a relationship, at a very profound level. And you might be truly in love with her, and she might be truly in love with you, and it might be a wonderful relationship. And I'll grant you all of that, that you've got a healthy, mature, loving relationship that is mutually respectful. When you cross that line from being boyfriend and girlfriend, from being committed in a long-term relationship, to now granting permission for the government to be involved in your relationship, you have just added a third party. You've added this arbiter that is going to make decisions about aspects of your relationship and enforce, without even saying a word, enforce a balance of power shift that you will not be able to fight against. It will become the unspoken, what's the right word here? Force, power, consequence in your relationship. It's that one thing where suddenly now women realize that they have a certain amount of authority and power that you as a man don't. The whole Me Too movement really illustrated that quite well, where women were accusing men wrongly of doing things that were untrue, you know, sexual things, you know, being inappropriate in relationships or sexually harassing them in some way. And everyone just decided they would believe the women. And for whatever reason, this phenomenon remains in place to a certain degree in our court system and in our culture. That if a woman accuses you of something, more likely than not, the system is going to take her side on it. So if you are in a heated conversation with a woman and you refuse to concede to her and you hold your ground no matter what, and she just loses her shit completely, there is nothing to stop her from picking up her phone and dialing 911 and saying something negative. My husband is going to hurt me. My husband is threatening me. My husband has pushed me. Something like that. Next thing you know, you're making friends with your local constable, and they're taking you for a ride where you get to spend some time in time out at the local jail cell while they sort through whatever happened, you know? And she's going to give them this entire story about what an asshole you are and how evil you've been this entire time. And you're going to be the moron sitting there in jail wondering what the hell's going on. And then when they come to talk to you and say, I don't know what she's talking about. And they say, well, that's what all the guilty guys say. Yeah, so you are guilty before, you know, you even started. I mean, so my point being here is that marriage is a legal construct. It's a contract. It's a legal contract that shifts power to a woman, gives her a leverage in the relationship. And of course, culturally, she already has a lot of power in a relationship, but now it's codified. And if she stays with you long enough, I think it's about 10 years in most states, then not only is she going to have the right to take half your stuff, but she's also going to have the right to get some kind of a legal payout for the rest of her life. It's like an annuity or something. You become her annuity. You're just going to supplement her income. And it's something, it doesn't even matter if she starts hanging out with other guys. You know, she starts fooling around, she starts living with another man. You know, she might take her kids and live with another guy, and they might be traveling the world, and you're still going to pay her alimony on top of the child support. But that's the way the legal system works. There's nothing fair about it. There's nothing fair about it. There is no reason for you as a man to enter into this relationship with the legal system. You can have a relationship with her all you want, but do not get involved in a relationship with the legal system. Getting married is not about codifying your relationship with her. It's about you codifying your relationship with the state. It means you're telling the state that you're willing to submit to this crazy set of rules that they have created that are designed to undermine you at every turn. So do not make that decision. That is a bad, bad decision. You can do everything in a relationship that you want without having to get married. You could have a church service. You could have a marriage before God. Just don't do it before the court, you know? You can, the only thing you're gonna win by being married before the court, you're gonna save a little bit of money on your taxes, a little bit of money on your health insurance, maybe a little bit on your car insurance, maybe. But it's not gonna help you. All those dollars that you saved are gonna seem like pennies on the dollar if you get divorced. You're gonna want to have traded that deal. All those tax breaks, they will not cover the alimony that you're gonna pay her, I promise you. My message here today is, more than anything, respect yourself. If you respect yourself, a woman cannot disrespect you, because it just won't fit. Women who are disrespectful will find men who do not respect themselves. And if you respect yourself and you are consistent with it and you hold your boundaries and you maintain your relationships and you make her a part of your life and not the center of your life, you do all of these things, you can potentially have a healthy relationship. Because a woman needs to know what her parameters are in a relationship. She needs to be safe. And the only way that women feel safe is when they know what their boundaries are. They know how far they can go. They know where they can operate. And if you don't give them those boundaries, you don't show them where they can operate safely, freely in that space in your life, then they will try to take the whole thing over. And women do not feel safe when they're in charge of that relationship. Let me just say that again. They do not feel safe when they're in charge. And if a woman does not feel safe, she becomes neurotic. She becomes crazy. She becomes unmanageable. And she will become extremely disrespectful in outward ways to you. And you will recognize that she's being disrespectful. But just recognize in yourself that the reason why she has become disrespectful is because you violated one of these 10 rules. All right, you guys, that's all I got. If you like the video, please, like and subscribe. If you know someone who might be headed down the wrong path with a woman, please share this with them. Anyway, till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.